Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, and this Sunday, the Falcons face the Saints in New Orleans. Make sure to check out Mike and Bo here on pregame. That starts at 2 with kickoff at 4:25. Of course, we know the big news right now. Michael Penix, his season is done. He's undergoing surgery for a partially torn ACL. Kirk Cousins will be stepping in. Now, we got to face the Saints this weekend. And we've kind of been talking more about Michael Penix today. However, we got to talk about these matchups with our offense, their defense.
Yeah.
What's kind of got your eyebrows raised? What are you a little bit nervous about? Or where could we take advantage?
That's a great question.
It's a loaded one.
I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I'm looking at their defensive front. A lot of good players. I mean, say what you want to about how we all feel about Chase Young. I think he's played a pretty good brand of football this year. I think Carl Granderson has been good. I think you always have to look out for Cameron Jordan. I mean, Godchall, the nose guard, there's ups and downs. Nathan Shepard's the ups and downs. Brian Brzee's ups and downs. So establishing the run is going to be imperative. Now, is their secondary good? Is Kool-Aid McKinstry and Quincy Riley and Alante Taylor, is that alarming for me? No. But what are we throwing to? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to look at that and say, oh, yeah, we should be able to target Kool-Aid McKinstry with who? Darnell Mooney? Like, that's not one I'm not going to put on the checklist on our side. So I think this has got to be Bijan hopefully making plays against a pretty good linebacker combination in Pete Warner and DeMario Davis. But we've got to be better up front and blocking some of these big guys that are going to be two-gap style players way more than we are. They skate down the line of scrimmage. We try to get into the backfield. They play different defense than we do at this point, and hopefully that pairs up with a good run game.
Their attacking is different, but they play very similar to what you see. Like, everybody's kind of gone to that – I mean, we kind of call it like a bear type front, but with the five, you know, pulling up a linebacker like an edge or whatever. But look, you talk about their secondary real quick. I mean, they've racked up some pass interferences and some defensive holding calls.
Okay.
So they're not, you know, they're not immune, and they're not getting the quarterback on the ground to the rate that we are. I mean, they've only got 21 sacks. They're 13 behind us, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in the reality of going from 2 to 21st in the league, it is, right? I just think it's very obtuse to say, well, just run the football. Oh, just run the football. Well, they're not good against the run. You do know that they understand that Drake London's out, right? And that Kirk Cousins is not his first start of the year, but essentially it's his first start because it feels now like everything is going to be tailored around him. Really don't feel like that game against the Dolphins was a game plan, right or wrong, completely tailored around Kirk. Like, I think maybe I'm misremembering, but it kind of felt like they were trying to run still. I just think it's two different offenses when Kirk and Penix are in.
I will say that it definitely should be.
And it did not feel like it was a different offense. It felt like it was, this is what Penix has been running, this is what everybody's comfortable with. Now I feel more along the lines that they're going to tailor the offense. It why wouldn't you? Go back to maybe what you were doing early in the season last year, right? What was working? And I brought up the holding and the pass interferences strictly for the fact that.
Oh, Kirk.
No, Raheem, you wait your turn. Is that, hey, get these guys running away so they become handsy, right? And use that to your advantage. Maybe get, I'm not opposed to going out there and maybe using the way the game will be ref to my advantage.
No doubt.
I don't think it's cheating. I think it's getting a competitive advantage, right? Like, do what we got to do. Win the damn game.
Got to.
And then you can, and then make jokes afterwards again that maybe will irritate people.
Well, and Raheem did speak to this yesterday, talking about how things will be different with Kirk in the game.
You know, obviously, you know, you do the things that Kirk's going to be able to do well. So we'll be able to go out there and tailor the thing around Kirk, tailor it around our offense, around Kirk, all the things that we want to be able to do with him, some of the things he's done well in his past, some of the things he's done well with us. We'll be able to go out there and do all those things in order to go get a win. And Kirk, obviously, I have a big input in that, and we'll listen to him and take his input and be able to go out there and practice things we need to get practice. So we'll definitely tailor his offense the rest of the way around Kirk Cousins.
I feel like just like twice in there, he said Kurt. You know what I mean?
There was a moment. I thought he said Kurt, too.
Bro, I'm so glad you brought that up because there was one he definitely said Kurt.
Definitely said
clear as day, Kurt.
Hey, here's what I want to also say. I want to believe you, Raheem. I really do. I want to believe that Zach's going, hey, we're going to tailor this thing. We're going to do what Kurt does. I think we saw a snippet of that last week. But I don't. I'm going to have to see it to believe it, man, to think that we're going to change what our offensive identity is under Zach Robinson with the pieces we have in place. I'm just going to have to see it. I want to believe, man. Make me a believer on Sunday, dude.
Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt. It's like he hammered the T, too.
Kurt. Yeah, we're all kind of Tyra Banks right now. We're all rooting for you, Raheem. We're all rooting for you. Well, tomorrow you can join Andy and Randy for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. It's live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They're going to be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy tomorrow from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up. Rysel is back in a Braves uniform, and the Hawks will take on the Spurs tonight. Plus, we've got a life of squid.
Is Keon Coleman on his way out in Buffalo? Sounds like it. Morning Show Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.